Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. You know, one of the things that I love about the Lord God is how He delivers His people. It's a blessing. Now, you know, in our culture, we use the term blessing as in, wow, that blessed me. But, you know, it's not a moment when the blessing and being blessed is spoken of in Scripture. It is something that is a lifelong promise. Deliverance is one of those things that's a gift from God. Deliverance from maybe be addiction, or it could be from sorrow. It could be from a broken heart. It could be from loneliness. It could be from all kind of things, from sin. Deliverance is a gift from God and a part of the blessing of being in a covenant relationship with Him. It destroys only what is of Satan. It never destroys what is of the Holy Spirit. And since deliverance is a work of the Holy Spirit, it builds up the saints, you and I as followers of Jesus, and edifies the church. It tears down strongholds of the enemy, but builds up the work of God. Over in the book of Exodus chapter 6, the text says, "I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment, and I will take you to be for me a people, and I will be to you a God." Friend, listen, this sounds like a wedding, doesn't it? It sounds like that passage in Ruth that I use in almost every wedding, and your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Deliverance isn't just for those people out of Egypt, it's for you today out of whatever you're struggling with. So in this time of meditation, I'm going to invite you to follow me in this time of prayer. God, today, many of us are struggling and need deliverance from something. We need deliverance from loneliness. We need deliverance from addictions. We need deliverance from those hidden sins that we can't seem to shake because we're trying to do it in our own strength. We might need deliverance, Lord, from unforgiveness or from pettiness or bitterness. But Lord, whatever that is today in our time of meditation, let us lay it at your feet. And we might seek power from you, peace from you, and direction from you. So my friend, you end this time of prayer by telling the Lord two things you're grateful for right now. Lord, I'm grateful for, and you finish it. And now I want you to just slow down and let your muscles relax. Get comfortable. I'm going to invite you to take a few moments and deliberately stop all noise and motion. Let quietude and solitude, let the beauty of that seep into your soul. I'm going to give you a few moments simply to invite the Lord to speak into your life. Maybe through His promptings or His nudgings, maybe through what we call gut feelings, whatever that is, let the Lord speak into you today His peace, His power, and His direction. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, the end of that text I was reading says, "And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God." I love that. Listen, God is your God, my friend, and He is for you. Today, go be delivered from whatever it is you're facing and you're fighting, and trust the Lord in that. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation, and I hope to see you back again here tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.